On this date in Missouri Senate history, the date was November 8, 1855, the fourth day of the adjourned session of the 18th General Assembly. As mentioned before, adjourned was another name for extraordinary session for a period of time in our state's history. They were also referred to as called sessions, as in called by the governor. This session started the previous Monday, at which point only 11 senators were present, so the Senate adjourned until the afternoon. According to the Missouri Senate Journal, the senator-elect from the 25th Senatorial District, and this is how it is written, resigned, appeared, presented his credentials, was qualified, and took a seat. The Senate then adjourned until 10 the next morning. Since the regular session's conclusion the previous March, the lieutenant governor, the Senate's sergeant-at-arms, and other House officers had passed away, the second and third days of this adjourned session were spent on resolutions for these people, plus a joint hearing in the Missouri House of Representatives to honor them. This day started with a letter from the Senate president accepting the letter of resignation from the Senate chaplain, who had moved to a new home and was no longer able to fulfill his duties with the upper chamber. Once a new chaplain was chosen, senators then started in on the work of the adjourned session. This adjourned session focused on railroads and approximately $13 million for each of the different railroad companies doing business in the Show Me State. Following a lengthy letter from the governor that explained every detail behind this session, senators then chose a new sergeant-at-arms. Senators would then adjourn until 2 in the afternoon, at which point they started to introduce bills and begin the actual work required for this adjourned session. November 8, 1855, the date marking the fourth day of the adjourned session of the 18th General Assembly, on this date in Missouri Senate history.